آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
ایک نئے ادھیان میں پتا چلا ہے کہ لگاتار کوششوں کے باوجود انترراشٹریہ ودیارتھی اور استھائی ویزا پر رہ رہے لوگ لگاتار شوشن کا شکار ہو رہے ہیں۔ 5,000 اسٹوڈینٹس پر کیا گیا یہ ادھیان بتاتا ہے کہ منیمم ویج سے کم تنخواہ پر کام کرنا ان اسٹوڈینٹس کی مجبوری ہے اور وہ اپنے ادھیکاروں سے بھی واقف نہیں ہیں۔ یو این ایس ڈبلیو کی ایسوسیٹ پروفیسر بسینا فاربن بلوم اور یو ٹی ایس کی ایسوسیٹ پروفیسر لوری برگ نے یہ ادھیان کیا ہے۔ پروفیسر فاربن بلوم اس وقت ہمارے ساتھ ہیں، ان سے سمجھتے ہیں کہ حالات کیسے ہیں۔ سو پروفیسر بسینا فاربن بلوم، ویلکم ٹو ایس بی ایس ہندی۔
تھینک یو۔
وٹ ڈیڈ یو اسٹڈی اینڈ وٹ ڈیڈ یو فائنڈ؟
Our research showed that right up until the COVID lockdown, the overwhelming majority of international students in Australia were still underpaid, and that's despite years of headlines and government commitments to addressing wage theft. We surveyed over 5,000 international students last year, and we found that 3/4 were earning less than the minimum casual wage. And for many of those students, the wage theft was really egregious. 1 in 4 international students were earning $12 an hour or less. And for university bachelor students, that rose to 1 in 3 students earning $12 an hour or less. We conducted a similar survey in 2016, and the proportions were very similar. So unfortunately, it seems that wage theft has just remained business as usual for employers of international students and indeed many other migrant workers in Australia.
Were you able to find the reasons behind it? Because as you say, despite the headlines, despite the steps government taking, it's still occurring. So were you able to find some reasons?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. We've seen that we've got weak labour enforcement, and we need to strengthen enforcement by the Fair Work Ombudsman. We also don't have any kind of wage tribunal that's accessible, so workers can't come forward to claim their wages. But in this case with international students, we also know that students are so vulnerable because of the conditions on their visa. And we know that the reason that many reported in our survey that they didn't come forward was either because they were scared of losing their job or because they were scared of affecting their visa. And I think there are two parts to that. One is obviously some students have worked more than their 40 hours a fortnight and are afraid of losing their visa. And for many students, the reason they work more hours is because they're paid such low wages. But one of the new findings in this survey is that the overwhelming majority of international students believe that they had broken the law by accepting underpayment. And that's not the case at all. It's the obligation of the employer to ensure that they pay the worker correctly. But given that so many international students think they have broken the law, they're even more likely to stay silent and not report wage theft. And so the employers know that it's very unlikely that an international student will come forward to complain about wage theft, and it's unlikely that the regulator is going to fine them or that they will be punished.
So awareness is an issue too.
It is an issue. And we found, interestingly, that most international students know the basic minimum wage, but many do not know the minimum wage for casual workers, and many international students are casual workers. And they also don't know about their entitlement to leave, and many did not know about their tax obligations. So many international students believed that they need to pay tax on all of the money that they earn, when in fact, many international students can get the tax-free threshold and wouldn't have to pay tax on the first $20,000 they earn. So that means that getting paid $12 an hour in cash actually isn't a good deal, because they wouldn't be paying tax anyway. So we have work to do around education of international students in this area as well.
Professor, were the international students particularly vulnerable, or is it across Australia?
I think international students are particularly vulnerable, in part because of the 40-hour work condition on their visa. And I think many international students as well are worried not only about their current student visa, but also about possible future visas and potentially a path to staying in Australia. And so they're extremely frightened about reporting exploitation. And the employers know that. And so international students form a workforce that will work for less money without complaining. And so that's why we see this cycle of underpayment continuing. But it happens among other temporary migrants as well, who also feel vulnerable because of their visa status. And as we've seen in the headlines, it's not confined to temporary migrants. We've seen wage theft among many Australian workers. But I think temporary migrants and international students in particular are very vulnerable.
I don't know if it was the focus area of your studies or not. The employers, who are these employers, if you were able to find that? Are these migrant employers or Australian employers?
It's an interesting question. We didn't ask about it in this survey, but in a previous survey of international students, we did ask whether students were employed by someone from their own community. And it was really a mix. Some were employed by someone from the same ethnicity and others were employed by Australian employers or others. So I think that it might be part of the answer, but it's certainly not the whole answer. And we see wage theft in both types of employment.
So are there any recommendations you make in the report?
We do. We recommend that the government invest in strengthening labour enforcement, particularly through the Fair Work Ombudsman. We recommend the government establish a wage claims tribunal so that workers can actually claim the wages that they're owed, and in doing that, report wage theft, because right now there's not much benefit to them coming forward. They're unlikely to get their wages back. We also recommend that the government remove the 40-hour work limitation on the student visa, because we believe that that is a major source of international students' vulnerability to exploitation. And if that's not done, we recommend that there be a firewall between the Fair Work Ombudsman and the Department of Immigration so that international students and others on temporary visas can feel confident that if they report labour abuses to the regulator, their information cannot be passed on to Department of Home Affairs.
This study was done before COVID-19 pandemic. Do you think something has changed during the pandemic?
So we know that, unfortunately, exploitation is only getting worse for international students since COVID, as there are fewer jobs and employers are looking for ways to cut costs. And we have undertaken a new survey that's open now to anyone on a temporary visa about their experiences during COVID to document the challenges that international students and others on temporary visas have faced during this time, and so that we can help advocate for better support and indicate to the government the impact that the denial of job seeker and job keeper payments have had on temporary migrants in Australia.
Well, thank you so much, Professor Faben Bloom, for your time and for your efforts.
Thanks, Vivek.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहाँ हम हैं।